if the truth, and the truth be told, you are angry at God, and you thought you would be further on in life than you are now. You thought you would have, you would have been further along in life by now, making more money, and maybe you thought you would have been married by now, or maybe your marriage didn't turn out the way you wanted it to be, and now you are angry at the world, and that life has not gone the way you planned. And people, that's the problem that Jeremiah, the prophet, has, who has been given the task of preaching to a people who is frustrated with life. Jeremiah is preaching to a people who have watched their relatives and their friends get freedom while they will still remain in captivity. Yeah, they are upset and mad and discouraged while they watch other people get freedom while they remain the same. Talk back to me. Now I know that there are some people in here who have watched other people move up in life. Some folks in here who got promotions and you didn't get none. Yeah, you watch some folks go to get a new house and you still in that one bedroom apartment. You saw your girlfriend get married and you still single. And you know that they've been with every heavenly Holy Spirit. They've been with everybody in Baton Rouge, and you're upset and you're angry about it because you're still single and they're married. And so Jeremiah has the assignment to preach to these people. He is their prophet. He's their leader. He's their pastor. And they are upset because they have asked Jeremiah, "Jeremiah, you need to go and talk to God about their situation." And this passage of scripture is Jeremiah going to God on their behalf. Come on, and let's listen to the conversation that Jeremiah had with God on their behalf. Let me work this thing. Here we go, man. He said, watch this. Righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead with you, yet let me talk with you about your judgment. Put a pin in there. Okay. That little thought, that passage of scripture kind of went over your head. You didn't say that. So let me translate it for you. Now, God, you normally make some good choices, but let me talk to you about some of your choices, your latest decisions that you made. Yeah. That's what we say. Wait a minute. And then he's going to go, watch it. Depart me, he said. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal so treacherously? Now they're asking questions. Now why are the people who live so raggedy and so jacked up, who have devastating lives, seem to be doing better than I am? Some of you in here who get angry at God about some stuff from time to time, and you might as well tell the truth, that they want to know why the wicked people seem to be doing well. Why the people who don't go to church and don't and they partying on Sunday, but while I'm at church, I'm trying to get and listen to this pastor say every Sunday morning he died, he rose again, and he's living forevermore. But they are prospering and doing well, and I'm still struggling. Y'all ain't hearing me. They out there washing that new car, but I'm praying my car will make it to the gas station. They ain't put a dime in church. We're tithing and paying our offering, and we're struggling, and they haven't given a penny. Beautiful. They were upset with God. They thought by this time life would have treated them better. Even the unqualified folks are getting raises. And I'm still stuck in the same old rut. Tell me, why are those happy who deal so treacherously, those who are so nasty? And they seem to be making it in this world. They thought that the saints, the toy. The tongue talking people would be happy and smiling, but it looks like the saints are sad while the sinners are celebrating.
All right, all right, good. All right.
And it's all right. That was all in verse 1. And let's look at verse 2 now. Let's look at verse 2. I'm hurry. I'm all right. You have planted them. Yes, they have taken root. They grow. Yes, they bear fruit. You are near in their mouth, but far from their mind. That's what they said. That's what they said. Watch this. You planted them, and their roots are now deep in the ground. They grow. Yes, they bear fruit. You are near in their mouth, but far from their mind. All of this, Lord, is because of you. And you know, anytime anybody get anywhere in this life, it's because God allows it to happen. Am I right about it? Pulling yourself up by your own bootstrap. God opened a door. God made a way for you. And it was nobody but the Lord who brought you here this morning. And I wish I could have been there to tell them that a lot of people woke up this morning, but they couldn't get up. They woke up, but they couldn't get it. And if you woke up this morning, that's a blessing within itself.
Church talk.
Telling the Lord to kill him.
Yes, sir.
prophet said you need to kill a pastor every day. You might well tell the truth and shame the devil. You're probably sitting beside somebody right now and you wish God would just kill them. Get them out of the way. But the problem is this. Their theology is messed up. Because they are thinking that somehow the blessing that was meant for them have somehow landed on the wrong people. Are y'all listening to me this morning? Here's what you need to get today. Never be jealous of what God has done for somebody else. Because what God has for you is for you. And he will never, never, ever deliver your mail to somebody else. Start shouting right now. Because if God is delivering blessings in your neighborhood,